Can't wonder about things I don't control, but I certainly would hope that it gets through to them for their own good, because you won't be in the NFL very long if you can't show up on time. I think Bill Parcells was famous for saying, be on time, pay attention, and work hard. Those are the only three things you need to have success in the NFL, but the first one is always be on time, because it's the most important. I think it's very important to have rules, and if somebody breaks rules, they get disciplined. I think the response could have been even stronger. I mean, I'm sure as players they're going to say, well, I was only late, but it's your job to show up on time, and if you're not doing that, you're not doing your job. Well, I think Coach Patton did a great job saying that we're going to work with them. We're going to try to help them help themselves, but if they don't get the message, you won't be here, because it's important as Cleveland Browns to act in a professional manner, show up on time, and do your job. You know, I'm not the GM, so I'm not going to get into hypothetical of what we should do. I think what we need to do for the Browns is what's in the best interest of the Browns and find the best players that we can possibly put out on the field. And it's going to take some buy-in from those guys, and we hope that they're going to want to help themselves. And if they don't, I mean, that's what has to happen. It was great. I think he did an outstanding job. There's always going to be ups and downs in any NFL season, but I think he handled them as well as any coach I've ever seen. Yeah, I think Kyle did a great job. I mean, at the beginning of the year, if people would have been asked how they thought the offense was going to do, I imagine based on the perceived talent, not many people would have expected much. But I think the things that we were able to accomplish were really good this year, especially on offense. Well, I think it's the same mantra that every team's going to have in the offseason about improving the players that are here, everybody just trying to get a little bit better. I think we'll be a step ahead of where we were last year, because we won't be installing a new offense. And you always want to add good players in the draft and free agency, so I hope we're able to do that as well. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. I do know that that's going to be an important question this offseason, because we all know that's the most important position on any NFL team, and until you find a franchise quarterback, you can't be a consistent winner, and that's what we're striving for. Yeah, I think so. I'm excited. I look back and remember a couple wins we had in the middle part of the season, and we were being lambasted for not winning with enough style. And I think when you do that, you're proving that you're raising the bar, and that's right where we want to be. I definitely think there's a chance. You know, we haven't seen it right now so far, but we've got some guys that have done outstanding jobs at times, and I'm excited to see what happens this offseason. I think there's no doubt in my mind that Johnny has the talent to be the guy. Well, I think not having him definitely hurt, but I wouldn't say that that was the sole reason for any downfall. I think we played some pretty good football at times after he was out. You know, there's a chance. I think when Josh came back, it seemed to throw off the rhythm a little bit of our offense, and we obviously didn't play as well. So statistically, it's a pretty easy case to make. Well, that was an execution issue, and I think we've all seen some of the talent that he has in practice and when he was in college. And so I don't think the question is of the talent. It's just being able to make that transition and execute at the NFL level.